we've been waiting some time since last year when the lights were turned off, and it was quite clear that the traffic flow were very good at McLeod's Corner when there was no light. So the senior management agreed that there were appointed consultants to come and look and carry out a study of the traffic movements and of the traffic lights themselves. So we welcome the news just received today that Jacobs will be coming next week to carry out a survey to monitor the lights and monitor the traffic movements.
And is there a possibility then, depending on the survey, that the lights could be turned off on a permanent basis?
I think it'll be more a matter at this stage that they'll try and find out what exactly is wrong, what is causing tailbacks at various times of the day. There doesn't seem to be any explanation. So there could be some glitch with the lights themselves. And I think we're hoping that they can actually put on smart lights that can actually be adjusted to gauge the traffic at different times of the day. At some times in the morning, you might have more traffic coming from the Donegal, Balfay, and going towards Letterkenny, where in the evening, a lot of traffic might come from the Letterkenny end. And I understand that there are mechanisms out there to actually adjust the lights so they can automatically deal with the changes in traffic every day. So that's what we're hoping, that there will be a firm there, as I say, next week to go and survey, and then they will come and meet the members of the Snorri district to discuss the results and that and make recommendations. So it's very important that this goes ahead, because while there's talk of a bypass, I mean, that'll be in very many years to come yet, and there is a lot of heavy traffic now building up towards the summer, and it's important that we try and get McLeod's Corner sorted out once and for all.